We're going to look at Joseph, Jesus' earthly father. Joseph was not Jesus' biological father. You probably know that. But he was a father figure and very important in shaping Jesus' early life. And father figures are important, and all men have a part to play as father figures to children. Particularly these days, not every child has their natural father on the scene. And so there's a sense that children have many fathers, and there are fathers to many children. There's an African proverb that says, it takes a village to raise a child. So if we accept and respond to the truth that we're all involved in the way that Joseph was a father figure, then we've got the best chance of passing our faith on to the next generation. We're all in it together. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Joseph the believer. And in Matthew chapter 1, you probably remember that in a dream, an angel appears and speaks to Joseph. Matthew wrote about that. And do you remember exactly what the angel said in the dream to Joseph? So I'm looking for hands going up. I'm going to pick on someone in a minute. Chris?
I think one of the things was, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife.
Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. I think that's brilliant. I think that is one of the things. You can have a share of my Yorkie bar. Anything else that we remember the angel saying?
I have no idea.
I don't think the angel said, I have no idea.
He said that you're going to have a baby and you must name it Jesus.
Absolutely right. That the baby was going to come, and they were going to call the baby Jesus. It was going to be a boy. And what did the angel say about where the baby was coming from? This is probably an adult question. Julie.
From the Holy Spirit.
From the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had come on Mary, and the child, therefore, was from God. That's brilliant. Gosh, Bible knowledge is very good here. It's a great church, isn't it? I don't know why people are laughing. Right, so the angel told Joseph that Mary was expecting a baby through God's Holy Spirit, that he should still marry Mary, even though that meant for him, you know, a certain amount of, you know, nattering behind people's hands in the village. You know, well, Mary, you know, all that sort of stuff. And that they were going to name Jesus, give the name Jesus to their son. And Joseph believed the angel. He believed it to be true, and he did what the angel told him. He was determined to believe the angel. And so we need to be determined people to believe what God says too. Our children will only believe in God if they know someone else that they trust believes in God too. And as their fathers and as mothers, it's partly our responsibility to have the courage to keep the faith, not to abandon our journey with God at any price, even when the going gets tough. So, being courageous. What do we need courage for? So, roving mic time. Men, women, children, what do we need to do? Things that you need courage for. I know there's one thing that Pam would say. What do you need courage for? Okay. Who removes the spiders in our house? Do you do it, Pam? They're huge, aren't they, spiders? Massive. Way bigger than you. So we have to be courageous to remove the big spiders. What else do we need to be courageous to do? Steve?
Not to worry about the future in today's times, to be carry on.
Oh, that's deep, isn't it? Do you want to come and do the rest of the talk? There you go. What else do we need to be courageous for? Did I see your hand up? What do we need to be courageous for?
Well, like, going into new stages, like when you're in university, things are going to get very tricky and you need to focus on them.
Brilliant answers, aren't they? Brilliant. Brilliant. Going into new situations like university. You're going to be going to university, young man. I know it. I know it. Have you got something we need to be courageous for?
Yeah. Getting older and doing more hard things. And so I just want to focus on them and then I get them right.
That's right. Getting older and it's tougher, isn't it? When I was seven, I had no idea what a mortgage was or income tax. So, because your parents don't tax pocket money, do they? If anybody had parents that taxed their pocket money, you better come to me for counselling afterwards. Any other things we need to be courageous for? Jay, you must have something. What do you need to be courageous for?
It's about staying calm sometimes when you're having in situations at home and just giving someone a platform to vent off and then giving your view.
That's it. That's giving people space when they need to vent off. That's a good one. Anything else?
Admitting your mistakes to your children.
Admitting your mistakes to your children. Now my son wants to speak. I don't think we've got any more time now.
Just these last couple of weeks, certainly I think we've all noticed people who serve the country running into situations that most people run from. And I think that running up a tower block of 22 stories, carrying a pack, wearing a face mask and carrying some water is pretty courageous.
Thank you. So there's a few ideas for you. Now, Joseph was a risk taker. He risked quite a lot when he married Mary. He risked his reputation, his status, possibly his happiness. You know, could he really be sure that she hadn't been stepping out with someone else? He'd be bringing up a child, Jesus, who wasn't his biological son, but he chose to do it, didn't he? Based on what he thought God was telling him to do and trusting God, he thought made it a risk worth taking. Maybe it would have been safer for him to break off his engagement to Mary, but he ignored what people might think and courageously took the risk. He didn't play it safe. He stuck with what he believed and took a risk based on it. He went against what most people around him thought. And Jesus did the same, didn't he, when he grew up? So as fathers and father figures, we must have courage to take the risk of following what we believe to be God's will for us and our families. Derek Redmond's father wants to protect his son and lets nothing stand in the way of him getting to his son, to help him achieve his goal of finishing the race, even though he wasn't going to win it as he had the previous heats. Like God our Father, he walks with his son through the pain. And Joseph found the courage he needed to protect his family. He didn't need to exercise physical prowess, but he did have to flex spiritual muscles. He listened to God and obeyed him. As fathers and father figures, we can protect our families by seeking God's will and finding the courage to follow it. So we see that Joseph was a courageous believer, a risk taker, and a protector. He was a father after God's own heart. So my challenge to fathers and father figures today is this: do you have the courage to be the same kind of father as Joseph? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Joseph, who believed in you, was courageous, and took risks. Thank you that he protected the infant Jesus and was the human father figure that Jesus needed. May we step up to the challenge that you give us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.